You hear him on WBOI's Morning Edition and in coverage of all things relating to city government, policy, and development in our area. Zach Bernard, it's good to be with you.
It's great to be with you, Ben.
How has the process of covering the city and public meetings under stay-at-home orders changed? There's been some new meetings to report on, as well as local officials addressing the pandemic. In short, your beat has gotten a shakeup. What's it been like?
Yeah, it's gotten a shakeup, but the good news is it hasn't been too significant. For example, Fort Wayne City Council has historically met every Tuesday except for the fifth Tuesday of the month. Now it's been every other Tuesday, so they'll take a week off here, and then they'll meet, and then they'll take off another week and kind of cycle it that way. Most city meetings have continued to operate under this as well, so the good news is that the beat hasn't changed terribly much. Another factor that's been put into play, like we all have to enforce social distancing our own ways, and the city and county government meetings are doing the same thing. Some people come to the meetings, some people call in, some press has been encouraged to watch and record meetings at home via stream. That's what I've been doing. And that's something, for example, that if you couldn't make a meeting, that would be a plan B option anyway. So news doesn't stop, city government doesn't stop, and we've continued to have coverage of that area of Fort Wayne and Northeast Indiana throughout the coronavirus pandemic.
How has the city and county been able to enforce stay-at-home orders locally?
You know, I had a conversation with Parks and Recreation Director for the city of Fort Wayne, Steve McDaniel. He basically said that it's almost impossible to enforce, in the literal sense, social distancing. You can't have police officers walking through the parks at all times to break up and fine people for not adhering to CDC guidelines. I'm sure many would argue that that's probably a good thing regardless. But the thing that's really being promoted right now by city officials and government officials is to enforce it as a community. Watch out for other people. Watch out for yourselves. You know, if you're walking with a person at the park, you can adhere to the 6 feet distance guidelines. At the same time, if you see somebody walking towards you, you can, you know, step a little bit off to the side. I don't think anyone's going to be offended if you do that. I think everyone will understand that we're all trying to together enforce CDC guidelines and social distancing rules. And that's kind of where everything is right now in the context of trying to enforce these things as a community.
The restaurant and hospitality industry has taken a big hit everywhere, Northeast Indiana included. We've heard national and state reporting about relief money not reaching those it's intended to help. What are local officials doing to make this time hurt less for local businesses?
Well, we're still trying to find the answer to that. One proposal failed at the city council level. Fourth District Republican Jason Arp asked the question as to whether or not extra revenue taken in from the 1% state food and beverage tax could be rerouted to the restaurant and hospitality businesses locally. It turns out that that's not really how that money is structured. Some of it goes to Allen County debt service. Other dollars go back to taxpayers. So there's sort of a cyclical issue that doesn't really make such a move practical. That being said, some council members who voted against that particular measure were noting that there probably are some other ways that the restaurant and hospitality businesses could be supported through local funding. How that's going to happen, I certainly don't know. I don't think necessarily members of council know, but it seems like those are discussions that are happening at the city level. And like everything else at this moment in time, we're sort of taking it on the week-by-week basis that everything's happening right now.
What other stories have stuck out to you the most during this moment we're all living through?
Yes, earlier this week, we saw the Fort Wayne Redevelopment Commission allow for 60-day extensions on a number of projects. One of those projects was the Electric Works project, and you know, that's a project that we've seen receive a number of extensions throughout the course of its history since we saw an economic development agreement a couple years ago. That being said, while we were expecting the last extension to be the final one, that was provided back in February before there was a global coronavirus pandemic. So I think all the financial stakeholders can look at the situation and realize, okay, if they did not reach their financial benchmarks by April 30th, well, of course not, because there are a lot of things happening right now. So those 60-day extensions were granted. As I mentioned in my last answer, and I'm sure that you're hearing a lot throughout the course of preparing this show, we don't know what's going to happen week to week. So those 60-day extensions may not be good enough in 60 days, but it does give the projects that were sort of in question and in limbo because of the coronavirus a little bit of wiggle room that they didn't have before. And so those got some necessary extensions that they were needing.
WBOI's Zach Bernard, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Ben.